So what this calls for is for a fund that is comprised of stocks that have been analyzed based on criteria consistent with the purposes of this paragraph, including corporate governance, environmental practices, workplace relations and benefits, product safety and impact, international relations, human rights, repressive regimes, and community relations. So it tries to cover a lot of ground. It's not, though, unlike other plans that have been proposed over the years, either to cause the Thrift Board to start a fund that either invests in a favored policy or disinvests in an unfavored or a disfavored policy. Actually, I had to deal with this during the first year of our existence back in 1987 when we were at a hearing and the chairman of the committee wanted us to divest from companies that did business in Northern Ireland because of the McBride principles, they were called at the time. And we tried to explain you can't turn a – at that point we only had the S&P 500 or the C fund. You can't turn around and make that the S&P 497 and go out and have firms compete on it. Firms compete to offer the S&P 500, and you can get those kinds of things inexpensively if you shop around properly. But if you're going to have a custom-made fund, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Right.
And what we would do then is lose our ability to cross-trade with other plans in the fund. So it didn't work then, and for that and a number of reasons, it still doesn't work now. This is not a new proposal that Congressman Langevin has introduced.
Third time, I believe. That's right.
Either third or fourth time, it changes a little bit. We did have our investment advisor look into it the last time we reviewed our investment choices. That's Ennis Knupp and Associates, a big firm out of Chicago, and they pointed out social screening can conflict with allowed practices under federal and state laws. For instance, some funds screen for alcohol, tobacco, gambling, firearms, but they're all legal businesses here in America.
Right.
And you end up getting in this situation where the government's plan is discouraging people from investing in businesses that are perfectly legal in the country. So you can get all wrapped around yourself.
So it seems like from what I've read from in a bunch of places, two big concerns. One is the cost of doing this, and you've had a number of people said, okay, we want a REIT fund, and there are costs to doing that, and one of the big advantages that TSB has is the very low cost. That it doesn't cost folks a lot of money.
That's right. That is one concern, absolutely. And one of the others is...
And that's one of those managed funds where, you know, all of a sudden you're choosing which companies, and then you're getting... It's a very different animal from how TSB was set up.
Sure, and you're picking winners and losers then as well, which is something the Congress did not want us to get into. They wanted us to offer broad-based indexes that were there only for the employees, not for the various interest groups that are having their political battles on different issues.
It was only
to give the employees an opportunity to invest in the broad markets of the United States for purposes of acquiring sufficient funds for retirement.
Well, and that's the other aspect of this that I've seen a bunch of folks talking about is that you open up your retirement plan to politics and in Washington, and if you're a Fed, I know there's a lot of concern there as well.
That's right. But I think you're right. I think you're asking for trouble if you do that. We have had, as I said, we've had this issue a long time. We've discussed it over the years with Congress, and I think we came up with a way to approach it that could work if everybody gets on board. And everybody's not on board yet, but it's the concept of the mutual fund window. You'll recall we had legislation enacted last summer, the TSP Enhancements Act, and actually a mutual fund window was approved in that legislation, despite the fact that our board tied on their vote on it. It was a 2-2 vote, and the unions on our Employee Thrift Advisory Council also have mixed opinions and want to look at this carefully before we do it. But the concept there is simply this. You don't pick a fund that would be good to add. What you put in is a window where from your plan, where each individual could take some amount in their account put it through that window and invest it in one or many of a whole tableau of mutual funds that are offered by a by an asset manager. These would be thousands of mutual funds. Each individual who wants to put money through that window would do so and would pay the complete costs him or herself of the mutual yeah. fund that's there. It requires a lot more work, a lot more thinking, a lot more analysis, but we think that over time, that would be the way to try to put something like this in place, if indeed there is a sufficient demand to even put this in place.